So right now, let's bring in Mike Cossey as we check sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, CeCe's only 3 strikeouts away from 3,000.
And 3 pounds away from 300.
Hey, there's not many left-handers that have 3,000 strikeouts.
Nope, they don't pitch that long anymore.
Yeah. It's truly amazing. So with all his disadvantages, he has had... The thing I like about CeCe is, yeah, he pitches well. But he keeps his mouth quiet. He stays out of trouble. He doesn't, you know.
Oh, I disagree.
Oh, well, I don't know how you disagree. What?
Watch him pitch. When he's on the mound, he's a crybaby.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the way he acts in his personal.
That's part of his persona.
No, I'm talking about how he acts in his personal life, away from the ballpark. He does nothing to embarrass baseball, the Yankees, or his family. He just doesn't.
I'm not picking on what you're saying or anything, but isn't it bad when you commend people for being the way that they're supposed to be?
It's a sign of the times. You're right. You shouldn't have to commend people for being the way they are, the way they're supposed to be. But unfortunately, nowadays, in pro sports as in regular life, because everything mirrors, there's things that people just don't know how to act. That's all.
No, goes back to. In my opinion, it all stems back to the Everybody Gets a Trophy program. Yeah. It all goes back to that for me.
Now,
because people need the pat on the back when you're just a normal, respectable human being. Well, it's not the way it's supposed to be.
Now, I got a complaint from a listener yesterday that, and I responded to him, and I thought that I had said something. I guess I didn't. The listener said that he was no big fan of Odell Beckham, but that I should have included Gettleman in my comments because Gettleman was the one who fired the first shot in a press conference. I thought I had mentioned that OBJ was responding to Gettleman. I thought I had mentioned that. I don't want to put the whole mess on him. He shouldn't have responded like he did, but Gettleman calling out OBJ after he's gone was just a stupid move by a GM. So I stand corrected on that. They both made stupid comments.
When you cut out the cancerous tumor, you don't talk about it anymore.
Yeah, you just move on. So I apologize because I went back and I listened to the show and I did not mention the fact that it was in response to that. So there we go. All right, let's go on to sports of another sort, and that is,
sports.
The Yanks actually are doing what they have to do.
They don't. They got another win, 6-5.
Come from
another
behind.
Another guy goes to the injured list. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Clint Frazier's there now. So, but they continue to win, which is it's an amazing feat. It's really unbelievable how they can just keep on winning and play at that high level with a bunch of basically minor league players.
That's right. Their whole starting lineup is not on the field.
No, there's nobody there.
Maybe
Gardner's the only one.
Yeah, all 8 not on the field. That's amazing. That's amazing.
There's an issue there. You got to figure out why that's happening. That's just not coincidence.
No.
You don't have 13 guys go to the injured list by coincidence.
Not in the first month of the season.
No, something's not right.
So,
whether it's their off season or what they do when they get to Florida, I don't know. I'm not there, but you don't have to be Albert Einstein to figure out something's wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, where do you want to go now in sports?
The Stems got whitewashed last night, 6-0, and Reese Hoskins took over 30 seconds to trot around the bases for a home run. All I got to say is, if I was pitching on the Mets and he came up again, he better have his track shoes on.
Yeah.
Because you don't show up a pitcher like that. I don't care who it is or what the situation is. And I know somebody got pegged last night, but you don't do something like that unless you're expecting something back at you. That's the way you play baseball. You hit the ball over the fence, you run around the bases, a little bit slower, but you don't take 34, 35, 36 seconds to run around the bases. That's almost 9 seconds to run 90 feet. You don't do that.
I agree with you. Back in the days of Bob Gibson, he probably would have had a broken rib.
You'd be begging some rookie to take your at bat for you next time around. And watching the Mets play last night, like I said, probably for 2-3 years right now, Bryce Harper is a half of the home plate hitter. Anything middle out, he can't touch, and especially if you come up the ladder a little bit, he can't hit it. He made the Mets pitchers last night look like all-stars. He got a double in the first inning, made a mistake pitch, and he hit it. And I'm more and more a believer that Bryce Harper is just a mistake hitter. When you get good pitches and you hit the outside corner and you consistently make him hit your pitch, he can't do it. He struck out twice last night while I was watching the game and looked absolutely horrendous. Horrendous. He looked like a rookie, a non-experienced rookie that can't adjust to a pitch.
All right. So how's the other $300 million man, Manny Machado, doing?
Oh, I don't know. They lost yesterday to the Cubs, but I don't know what he's doing. Let me see real quick what he's doing here. Manny the Mush. What's he got going for him? Looking through the Dodger lineup, he's with the Dodgers, right?
No,
he's with San Diego.
Yeah,
they didn't play yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, he's with San Diego. Yeah.
Or did they play early? No, they didn't play yesterday. Oh yeah, they played. They won 1-0. Let's see. That's how I follow Manny Machado. Where is he? He's hitting a target 244.
Wow. Hey, did you see?
Oh, that's a lot of bucks for a 240 hitter, huh?
Yeah. Did you see what happened to the Yankees last night?
No, I didn't watch the game.
Trout went back and made a magnificent catch, okay? To force an out, okay? It wound up being a double play. How? Because Trout caught the ball, okay?
Doubled somebody up. Left the base too soon or didn't know how many outs there were.
He threw the ball back into the infield. The shortstop tagged Tyler Wade, who was standing there after the catch, off the base. He wasn't on the base. Timeout was not called. He was standing watching the end of the play. Tagged
out. That's why these guys, some of them are in the minor leagues, they're just airheads.
Tagged out. I mean, also, by the way, Google it and take a look at the catch. Harper's catch was pretty unbelievable.
I'll watch MLB. I'm sure they'll show it this morning.
And after the play was over, the old hidden ball trick, the Yankees did score a run, but the old hidden ball trick where the guy just walked up behind him and the guy was off the base and tagged him for the embarrassing out.
That's pretty bad, boy.
That is. All right, where else do we want to go?
Like I tell my kids when they're on second base, and I had somebody get picked off last week, which I was livid about. I said, when you're on second base, what are you watching? They just look at me. I said, well, where's the ball? The pitcher has it. So why are you looking anywhere except at the pitcher? Because no matter who's trying to come back behind you at second base, he can't do anything to you unless the ball is there. So watch the ball. That's the most important thing in baseball. Oh, my God. The reason why I didn't watch the Yankees in all the Met game last night is because I was watching hockey. Double overtime last night, and the Capitals choked again.
Oh, no.
They lost last night to Carolina in double overtime. Carolina pretty much dominated the entire overtime. They outplayed them. And now the Islanders play, instead of the Washington Capitals, the defending Stanley Cup champs, the Carolina Hurricanes. So in the East, you got Carolina, Columbus, Boston, and the Islanders. I think the highest seed is the third seed.
I think the Islanders are sitting pretty good.
Hey, they have just as good a chance as any of those three teams, other teams I mentioned. They have a good shot to make it to the finals. All they have to do is continue to play their way to play the first round, and they got a good shot.
Well, I find that amazing that the defending Stanley Cup champs are gone.
First round.
Amazing.
And the first game, I believe, is tomorrow night. That's a big game for the Islanders because the Hurricanes went 7 against Washington. Beating Washington was huge for them, If you catch them sleeping early in the series, you can get a 2-0 lead on them, and you could pretty much get through this series too. So game one for the Islanders is a very important game for them to jump out and get that lead.
All right. Well, I have to jump out and get our forecast.
Rain's a-coming.
It's always a-coming this spring.
Man, hasn't it been nice, though, the last 2 days?
Yeah, it's real nice out there because we finally got all our buds out and our trees are blooming and everything like that.
It was gorgeous the last 2 days. Thank God I had baseball games. I was out and about in it.
It'll be nice today, and then we'll see what happens the day after that.
Yeah, I got a game tomorrow morning, but I don't think we're going to play. But you never know. We might not get a couple of showers in the morning. If we do, rain out theater.
All right, Mike. I'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
This is Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.